just enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
It is 7:42, 48 degrees right now at KZST. And up next, our hot topic of the morning.
Jeff Cowell from Image Tree Service is an arborist. He's been doing it here in Sonoma County for over 25 years. Image Tree Service. And he knows a thing or two about ivy.
It's so crazy. You know, this guy, he wanted us to pull this ivy out of this tree, and he cut it off. There's different kinds of ivy, and he cut the ivy off. I mean, the thing that had like a 6-inch diameter trunk.
You see, sometimes it's not the tree, but the thing in the tree that needs to be taken care of professionally.
It didn't even phase the ivy, because it had already rooted in to the cambium, was living off the tree.
So if you're having issues with your tree, your trees, or the stuff that's in them, call Jeff Cowell at Image Tree Service.
We cut some ivy off a redwood tree that we were cutting down in Guerneville one time, and it took all day with a crane. The ivy was so big.
Whether you have one tree or an entire forest, call 838-3555. Image Tree Service.
North Bay Honor Flight is a Santa Rosa-based nonprofit whose mission is to transport our local veterans to visit their memorials in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the honored veteran. The goal is to honor the service of our Vietnam, Korea, and World War II veterans and give them the warm and celebratory homecoming they deserved but never received. Right now, we need volunteers and donations. Please join us in giving our veterans one final tour with honor. Go to northbayhonorflight.org. northbayhonorflight.org.
At American Ag Credit, we know agriculture is changing in ways we only imagined, and we'll be here to help you navigate the road ahead for the continued success of your operations and community. American Ag Credit has the treasury management products that keep your operation moving, ensuring your money works as hard as you do. Backed by a team of dedicated experts, we provide custom solutions for management of your working capital. For more information, visit agloan.com/success. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for our hot topic. Good morning.
Morning to you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Did you enjoy your day off?
I had a great day off and a great weekend. As you know, I went skiing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the glow on the face. It was warm up there.
You're looking tan and a little red.
It was fantastic. Great weekend. Good day on the slopes at North Star. And then I got to see one of my favorite cover bands play on Saturday night, Tainted Love.
Oh.
That does 80s cover music at the Crystal Bay Club. They were fantastic.
They're great.
They're coming to Coyote, Sonoma, not too far away.
Oh, nice. Alrighty.
Not too distant future.
So let's see. Hot topic. This is trending all over social media. It's the weirdest thing. So if you want to chime in on the conversation, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. Maybe a bit controversial, but today's hot topic, texting your kids while they're in school and why it's a bad idea. So they've studied this. A group of psychologists out of Southern California say, just stop it. Don't do it. You are just a distraction. Parents don't realize how it plays with their minds and their mental health. Apparently, those cell phones can turn into a super negative experience for students. Mom and dad don't help when they text about things that can actually wait, like dinner plans, questions about grades and tests, and field trip forms. Just wait. Teachers say it's a legit problem right now. Brent, you have more.
Yeah. Some of the problems associated with the parents texting their kids at school, the constant buzz of cell phones and watches going off in class, it's a huge distraction. It's hard for teachers to enforce the cell phone rules then also. Texting is a great way to stay in touch with your kids, but not during school hours. You're doing them a disservice. They need to focus on learning. In developing independence, not learning how to look down at their phone, waiting for some random text to come in. Let it wait. Don't text them while they're in class. You know, on the flip side, when your kids text you about something also, it can wait unless it's a big emergency that's happening in the school. Just don't respond. Reach out after school hours. That's what experts say.
I have so many friends that are teachers, and they say the same thing. It's really hard to control kids and their cell phones, so parents just stop it. Now, Brent, you don't have kids, but you have nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I do have nieces, and my sister and her husband are both teachers also.
Oh, nice. Okay, mm-hmm. So do they say anything about the cell phone issues?
Yeah, it can be a bit of a problem. Scott, my brother-in-law, teaches younger kids, so they don't have the phones, but they didn't let their kids have cell phones till later in life. So Luke is now a senior at Montgomery High School. And it'd be very interesting. We actually have a relative that's here going to school in Oklahoma. He's from Sweden, Martin. So I'll meet him this week and find out, do they allow cell phones in classes in Sweden? I don't know. We'll find out. But no, they don't. They don't let their kids text in class. No.
Good. Okay. Well, my daughter's a teacher down in Southern California, and she says it is a huge issue. She teaches high school. Those kids, they have their phones glued to their hands and their fingers. So, So I have to share this. When I my kids were in high school, I did text them. I was terrible, all the time, just random stuff. But I did for sure text them when I would say something about them on the radio, because I wanted them to be prepared if, you know, their friends heard
it.
Mm-hmm. Because I did talk about them quite a bit earlier in my career here at KZST, and they typically weren't pleased. And I can't say on the air what their text response, what they were to me, because it's a family show. But let's just say Debbie never said she was up for Parent of the Year.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. This is what happens when children are left unsupervised.
Sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't. Don't show love. Oh, yes, son. I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh, no. I don't want no one.
And the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I
facts, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Sonoma County's KZST, it is 7:55, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. Up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information, tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, Sonoma County adrenaline junkies, I bring you ski-joring, a cross between rodeo and skiing. Ski-joring is a winter sport that melds the unlikely two in the U.S. mountain regions, a heart-pumping competition in which horses and dogs, snowmobiles and cars, tow skiers by rope at speeds that can top 40 miles an hour over jumps and obstacles. Ski-joring draws its name from the Norwegian word skik, joring meaning ski driving. How crazy is that? Also, Sonoma County Disney fans, good news. They are looking to expand Anaheim's Disneyland Park. Officials hope to add new attractions. The city just approved the proposal for Disneyland, which of course is dubbed the happiest place on earth and the most expensive, since Disney will have to invest $1.9 billion into the amusement park. Word is Disney officials want to put more immersive experiences for visitors like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and Zootopia. And to wrap up the Mishmash Minute, Krispy Kreme donut lovers are in luck all this month. New flavors are still available for the holiday. How about the Luck of the Rainbow donut? They have the Shamrock Cookies and Cream with Oreo cookies, the Plaid Party donut, and the Shooting Shamrock donut. You can try them all at the Krispy Kreme in Roner Park.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Delilah. I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 18th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Still very foggy this morning, but sunshine will rule your afternoon. Currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A Rohnert Park man suffered major injuries when his car collided with a Toyota truck early Sunday morning on the Rohnert Park Expressway. The man was the only person in a Scion when it was struck by a Toyota Tundra, driven by 44-year-old Maria Valencia of Rohnert Park with two passengers inside her truck. One passenger was injured. She was tested for DUI impairment and was arrested. A 17-year-old Petaluma resident reported being attacked by an unknown man Friday afternoon on Fairgrounds Drive. He suffered minor injuries and did not need further medical attention. The man who attacked him escaped and is described as an older adult with long gray or black hair, wearing a green flannel shirt, blue jeans, and an orange San Francisco Giants hat. Anyone who sees him or has any information should contact Petaluma Police. We told you about winds in excess of 40 miles an hour on Friday with gusts to 50, and it was that wind that brought down a giant 100-foot redwood tree.